Can you hear me? Can you see me? 30 seconds and then the reset. Nostradamus, 5x5. 5x5 on a drum noise. Brandon M, drum noise? Brandon, please reconsider your terminology. Growing up my entire life, since I was a little kid, everybody would say, stop making that noise. Bro, just because you can't hear the music in my head doesn't make it noise. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's tax day, 15th of April, 2024. I'm that bear guy from the internet. Thank you, Brandon M. Drum excellence. Okay, I appreciate that.
It's called Government Theft Day.
It is Government Theft Day. Today is the day that you either file your taxes or file for an extension, or the men with guns will come and put you in a concrete box. Because freedom, right? Freedom. It's probably just a coincidence that I'm wearing this hat. It says, Real American Freedom. Rebellion. Achieve personal excellence. This hat comes from Andy Frizzella. Yeah. Also wearing my Shofar Mountain t-shirt. Cry aloud and spare not the shofar. It's very metaphorical day. Let's do the intro. You guys know the drill. We just hit 200,000 subscribers, which I'm very thankful for. I appreciate that. The fact of the matter is, it's probably way higher than that and has been way higher than that for a long time because YouTube doesn't like us and we don't like them and neither one of us is shy about it. So if you are new here or if you've been unsubscribed, please subscribe. Ring the little bell icon. That helps us in our ongoing battle against the YouTube algorithmic robots. Thumbs up, comments for the in the chat and on the video. That helps us tremendously. And also, please share the show with people that you know, people that you think would get some value out of this. Our new goal, our next goal is 500,000 subscribers. That is the direction we are headed. And we can only do that with y'all, the Bear Nation, because we know for a fact, historical data, YouTube certainly is not going to help us. So I appreciate y'all very much. And of course, the show is brought to you by the creator of the universe, Yahuwah, your Elohim, the Lord, your God. The fine people on Patreon, link in the description, and a little company called Refuge Medical that I am the chief shilling officer for, also founder and CEO. And I'll show you more on this later, but if you've been waiting for the new kit is here. Link is in the description. Yeah, I'll show you more on this later, but she's here, boys and girls, and she's tremendous. So, The OpFac by Refuge Medical. Today is tax day. We're going to talk about taxation. We're going to talk about Iran and Israel. And I'm going to expand upon a conversation that I had with my children on Shabbat about the historical fact that governments kill believers. Yeah, so that's the conversation today. Beginning with the brief, and how about just a little sip of coffee? We'll make this a little coffee timey if we can. You okay over there? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Bear Independent Brief, 15 April 2024. Things have officially popped off in the Middle East. Iran has launched a barrage of strikes at Israel in an unprecedented attack, the largest drone attack in the history of the world that we are aware of. Over the weekend, about 170 drones and 120 ballistic missiles, approximate numbers, were launched towards Israel under the darkness of night, though about 99% of them were intercepted by the robust aerial defense systems of both Israel and its allies. The Iron Dome, David Sling, and Arrow systems were all used for, what are they? There's technical terminology, but short-range, intermediate, and long-range threats. Those three different systems address those three different threats. The Iron Dome is usually like short range and artillery. And then David's Sling is intermediate. And then the Arrow system is like long range. As well as, rumors are, there were F-22s in the air doing intercepts on Shahid drones that were launched from Iran. These are the same Shahid drones that Iran has been providing to Russia to be used in Ukraine. They're cheap, reliable, very dumb, but very robust. And yeah, they're kind of like, I don't know, a 1990s F-150. Not a lot of bells and whistles, but they'll get the job done. So, over 99% of the incoming munitions were shot down on their way in. Iran believes Israel's Nevatim airbase launched the strike earlier this month on the Iranian consulate, which Iran launched because one of the masterminds of the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas was at that location at the consulate. And so Israel was like, oh, look, a bad guy, let's blow him up. And so they did. And that pissed Iran off because these were Iranian proper officials that were at this consulate, not technically Hamas or the Houthis or Hezbollah. By the way, apparently, if you want to have your little upstart rebellious group funded by Iran, you just need to pick a name that starts with the letter H. You could be Hamas, you could be Hezbollah, you could be the Houthis, you could be Houthi and the Blowfish, you could be whatever you want to name your thing. Pick the letter H and Iran will probably fund you if we're just going with statistical analysis here. So Israel done blowed up this consulate, which pissed off Iran. That airstrike was the one that not only destroyed the consulate building, but also took the lives of 7 Iranian officials, including a top commander and a senior commander in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Iran's IRGC, which, if I understand this correctly, is the unit, the group that also houses or contains their Quds forces, which they use to go. Iran sends their Quds forces around the world to other shitty parts of the world to train the Houthis, the Hezbollah, Hamas, etc., etc. Israel's war cabinet, according to member Benny Gantz, will decide to, quote, exact a price from Iran in a way and time that suits us, end quote. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander Hossein Salami said, quote, Salami is his last name, interesting, quote, we have decided to create a new equation, which is that if from now on the Zionist regime attacks our interests, assets, personalities, and citizens anywhere at any point, we will retaliate against them, end quote. Moreover, Iran has warned that the next assault it launches, should Israel retaliate, would be, quote, much bigger, end quote, which of course has lots of people concerned about. But what if they have nuclear weapons? What if they do? If you play tit for tat with nuclear weapons, even the Iranians, my guess, now, professional intel analysis, no. Bear's opinion, yes. Tit for tat with nuclear weapons as the nation state of Iran is 100% a great way to get turned into a dust bowl. And to have the Geiger counter go off 3,000 years from now from where your civilization used to be. They'll get wiped off the face of the earth about that fast, is my guess. Even with an 81-year-old tottering buffoon of a pedophile, air quote, leader in the White House, you are going to be all the way dead. Now, allegedly, the White House, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., asterisk, has told Bibi Netanyahu, hey, bro, don't retaliate. You did fine. You did great. Your Iron Dome systems and your David Sling systems and your Arrow systems, you did a great job. Very few casualties. You don't need to retaliate. Everything's fine. You won, bro. You won. Now, we being the United States, also had assets in the region that were involved in intercepting these Iranian attack drones and ballistic missiles, even though we're not technically involved, comma. The White House is advising Israel, let's not go any further than this. because Iran is saying, if you go any further than this, we're going to, our retaliation is going to be, quote, much bigger. And so there's a bunch of people right now or who are potentially worried about glowing in the dark. Maybe. Possible, yes. Probable, I'm still going to say no. Because if you're Iran and you press that button, you're done for. Additionally, if I was Russia right now, which Russia is fairly dependent upon Iran. See, Russia funds Iran. Iran funds the Houthis, the Hamas, Hezbollah, et cetera, et cetera. But in return, Russia receives arms and armaments from Iran. If I was Russia, who more or less has their hands full in Ukraine, I'd probably be sidebarring with Iran going, hey guys, you did your thing. Nice drone attack. That was great. Simmer down. You made your point. We'll see. Glass parking lots, biblically tactical said. Yeah, glass parking lots. What of the international implications? Well, President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. asterisk, the most popular president in American history, made it clear over the phone to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States would not be participating in operations against Iran and not support a counterattack against Iran. According to a White House official, Netanyahu said that he understood. Of course, the U.S. was one of the allies that aided in the defense of Israel, leading to the ultimate failure of the barrage of airstrikes in the first place. In fact, the United States military had moved aircraft and ballistic missile defense destroyers over the past week into that region and used them to thwart the attack by intercepting over 70 drones and at least three ballistic missiles. Biden has also stated that, quote, while we have not seen attacks on our forces or facilities today, we will remain vigilant to all threats and will not hesitate to take all necessary action to protect our people, end quote. Now, the G7 leaders will convene virtually on Sunday afternoon, to create a joint diplomatic response in the wake of the attack. White House National Secretary spokesperson John Kirby said on NBC, quote, we don't seek war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here, end quote. Very, very intimidating. If I was Iran, I would definitely be shaking in my boots right now, you know, with this type of language coming out of the United States. I kind of miss the days of FAFO, to be honest. I don't want war. I don't think we should continue to send our sons and daughters anywhere on the face of the earth, let alone the Middle East again. $20 for squish. Thanks, Penny Jonka. Appreciate the super chat. I don't think we should continue to send our children overseas to the Middle East again for yet another war, comma. It's really important, I think, for our enemies everywhere in the world to know that we will. But when we do, none of this 20-year nation building shit. Glass desert shit. Sure. FAFO, bro. You want to do stupid stuff, Iran? That's fine. It's a YouTube channel called Habitual Line Crosser. It's got some pretty funny little skits that he does. And he made a point in a video he put up yesterday, I believe, talking about Kuwait talking about not wanting people in their airspace. And he's like, that's fine. The last time we did this, we launched planes from the United States of America to hit targets in the Middle East, and we can do it again. There's something to speaking softly but carrying a very big stick. Right now, our administration is absolutely speaking softly and is not carrying a very big stick. And our enemies around the world do not respect us for that. And frankly, why should they? Look at the air quote leadership that we have. The United States of America, what's respectable about them? All of the critiques, all the criticisms that our enemies have of our air quote leaders, we have of our air quote leaders as well. They're right. So I'd like to, at some point, as the United States of America, still currently the world's preeminent superpower, to start acting like it again. And if we could quit being undercut from the inside by, frankly, the far left, who are eroding our representative republic and get back to being the United States of America and speaking softly, but having a gigantic stick that we can beat you to death with if you act unrighteously, that'd be super cool by me. And it is tax day, and I think taxation is theft. But if you're going to take a portion of my income, one of the things you should do with it is make sure we have a really big stick and know how to use it. I'm cool with that. All these other things that are not in the Constitution, not interested in. And if they're not in the Constitution, then per the 10th Amendment, they fall to states' rights. But per the Constitution, we shouldn't have a Department of Transportation, a Department of Energy, a Department of Labor, a Department of Education, like none of that. That shouldn't exist. And why do they exist? They exist so that the federal government can exert authority over the state governments and basically bribe them by providing federal funds to the states in order to get the states to go along with the woke ideological bullshit that the federal government is pushing and to indoctrinate our children, if we're talking about the Department of Education. Because who writes the textbooks? The government. So what is the government teaching the children? What the government wants them to know. Forgive me if the government hasn't been ultimately trustworthy in my eyes. So there are things that the federal government should be doing, like protecting our national borders, including the southern border, which they're doing a horrendous job at. But there's a whole bunch of things that they take, not we give them. I don't give them tax money. They take it from us. They take this money from us, and they're terrible stewards of it. Now, as taxation will probably continue to increase, because the national debt is out of control and the devaluation of the U.S. dollar. Remember this, he who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. This is a biblical principle. They've not been good stewards of the little, and yet they want much. They want even more. Part of that is demoralization, because if we can barely feed ourselves and barely pay our bills, we're going to be paying less attention to the machinations of the political elite behind the scenes, right? When your entire energy is focused necessarily on existence, subsistence, survival, you have less time, you have less resources, and this is important, you have fewer resources to be able to bring to bear against the people who are objectifying you and subjecting you in the first place. So big picture, long-term destruction of the United States of America, erosion from the inside, from a representative republic to essentially socialism that we have now leading towards communism, which is what they want. All of this is intentional. They want to limit the amount of revenue that you can deploy against them so that it makes it easier for them to continue to coalesce power and subject you. Why is that important to them? We'll touch on that in a minute. So John Kirby said, we don't seek war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here. Still, both Iran and Israel have already openly committed to exacting revenge on one another, and escalation for them has already occurred. The United Arab Emirates has warned that should this tit-for-tat continue, there would be new levels of instability. Thank you, everybody, for the super chats. I appreciate y'all. That's the written brief. Why does the government want you weak and ineffective? Because weak and effective people are easier to subject, and it's more difficult for them to revolt. Now, some of y'all may find this next portion of conversation a little bit challenging. I know there are many people who follow this channel who are not believers. And that's okay. You are welcome here, comma. I am firmly a believer. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of the Most High. I'm an ordained pastor, y'all. And so I'm going to be bringing things back around to biblical concepts regularly and unapologetically. So with that caveat, that asterisk, two weeks ago I began to act on it, where our weekly Bible study with my family, we've been doing the Torah portions. And for those that don't know what the Torah portion is, there's 54 weekly Torah portions. There's 52 weeks in the year. And then there's one portion for the spring Moedim, the High Holy Days, and one portion for the fall High Holy Days. And so you read a portion out of the Torah, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, something in there. And you read a portion out of the Haftorah, which is the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, sometimes one of the minor prophets, Joel, Amos, Habakkuk, etc. And then you read a portion out of the Gospels. And it's a beautiful thing because it ties in from the first page to the last page, a biblical concept for that week. And it's also super cool because by and large, believers all around the world are reading the same thing at the same time. So it's super cool. And so we've been doing the Torah portions as a family and as a camp and as a tribe for years now. But I've been convicted with my families, particularly my teenagers, to start reading the book of Revelation with them as well. And the reason for that is, number one, as we're reading everything, almost everything in the Bible has already occurred. There are some prophecies that have not occurred yet, like some of what Daniel saw in Daniel 11 has not occurred yet. Praise Yah, because that's not a good prophecy. Ezekiel's temple has not occurred yet. Yochanan, John, the apostle John in Revelation, has not occurred yet. And so rather than having my children stuck in the past, which we can and should absolutely learn lessons from, I've been feeling convicted that it's important to start preparing them for what may occur, what will occur in the future, but may occur in their future, because no man knows the day or the hour. And so we started reading the book of Revelation together as a family. And one of the concepts that keeps coming up over and over and over throughout the Bible, if you just read the Bible, you will notice that governments have a profound history of systematically terminating the people of Elohim, the men and women of God. And I'll repeat that. Governments have a history of systematically killing the people of Elohim. If you're a believer and you've read the book, you should be super duper aware of the fact that it's just a matter of time. And this is not doomer porn, and this is not hyperbole. This is historical fact. It's just a matter of time before the government tries to kill you. Why was Moses put in a basket and set into the Nile River? Because Pharaoh had commanded that all of the Hebrew children be killed. In fact, he told the midwives, hey, if a Hebrew boy is born, you just kill him right there on your midwife stool. Messiah, why did Messiah and his parents have to bug out to Egypt during the reign of Herod? Because Herod was killing all of the children, Hebrew children. By the way, this is a pattern of the enemy, kill the children, so much so that now it's performed before they even exit the womb. And if you can't kill them, indoctrinate them. LGBTQIA plus propaganda. Victim mentality. Gender confused culture, etc., etc. The Maccabees, the Maccabean Rebellion, which Daniel foresaw, the prophet Daniel. That was the Roman state. Antiochus IV Epiphanes, who is a pattern of the Antichrist to come, 176 BC, killed 80,000 Jews in a matter of days. That fast. Now, it's important here to separate theologically the Jews from the Father's chosen people. The Father's chosen people is what is the term Israel, which you first find in Genesis 32, who was a person. He was Jacob, Jacob, and then he wrestled with Elohim, God made flesh. Who do you suppose he wrestled with? He wrestled with God made flesh. And he overcame. And Israel means, Genesis 32, go look it up. He who is striving with, he who is overcome with, and he who is ruling with, Elohim. Now, a euphemism for Israel is the tree of life, the olive tree, which is Romans 11. What you are grafted into as a Gentile believer in Mashiach, in Messiah. Now go read Revelation 2, 3, and 4. To he who overcomes, I shall give. To he who overcomes, I shall give. Underline everywhere it says to he who overcomes. Who is Messiah talking to? Israel. Israel, not the nation state over there in the Middle East. This is very important. The nation state of Israel is a secular nation. There's not one word in their founding documents about the creator of the universe. Not one word. Over 75% of the people who live in the nation state of Israel are non-religious. And again, nuance but important, religion does not equate to faith. Religion does not equate to obedience to the Father. Religion doesn't mean you're following the words in this Bible. Religion oftentimes means you're following the teachings of men, which is exactly what Messiah rebuked the Pharisees on in the Gospels, the teachings of men. So, it's just a matter of time, and I pray it's not in my lifetime or my children's lifetime or my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren, but it's just a matter of time. Again, before governments, and I would submit there will be a one world government based upon the prophecies in Daniel 11, a single one world government patterned off of the Roman Empire that will systematically kill believers. That's what they will do. How do we know? Because they've been doing it for approximately 3,500 years that we're aware of and that we have a historical record of. If you take a one world government that has the reach and the influence and the prowess of something like the Roman Empire, I don't know, say the United States of America, that has global influence, the largest military on planet Earth, you combine that with something like communism that has intentionally, systematically killed over 100 million people over the last 100 years. And then you aim that beast towards people who have a testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach and keep the commands, Revelation 14, verse 12. Now it makes sense why in Matthew 24, Messiah says, flee to the wilderness, get away. Bug out, because they will kill you. And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. I don't know why I need to say this morning, but I feel the spirit on me that I have to say it. And so I'm being obedient to that and simply pointing out governments kill believers. So we should make sure that our government has as little power and authority over us as possible. And what I've been teaching my children in the context of historically governments kill believers is that here in the United States of America, we're supposed to have a small federal government. and that the lowest common denominator of freedom is one, the individual in the United States of America. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's why they want to fracture our society into identity politics and make it not about the individual, make it about the race or the class or the genealogy or the income bracket or the politics or the geographic location of a subset of people to get us to war against each other while taxing the ever-loving shit out of us so that we cannot, we will not focus on them and hold them accountable to potentially restore the United States of America to a representative republic that respects the lowest common denominator of freedom, one, the individual. So, it's tax day. Pay the man or go to prison or file an extension. I despise taxes. I also pay them. So how do we overcome this? JB's Garage? The best thing I can come up with, other than most people want to go to guns real fast. And y'all forbid, there may be a time for that. But I said it during COVID 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. You have got to exercise your no muscle. When you see something that is unbiblical, unconstitutional, you need to call it out. You need to make noise. You need to let your duly elected representatives know, this ain't gonna work, homie. And if you do this, we're probably going to have to bring Tarn and Featherin back. And we'll start with one politician, Tarn and Featherin, and see how that goes and maybe escalate from there. But we, the American people, have made this country a permissive environment for corrupt politicians. And that's because at least 50% of we, the American people, receive some kind of money from the federal government. It's not supposed to be that way. Here's another reason they tax us. Because when they take, and this is not an exaggeration, 70% of my income, I only have 30 left to feed my family and be charitable with. Because charity, love your neighbor as yourself, let none amongst you be poor, do not forsake the widow or the orphan, is how we're supposed to operate biblically. We're not supposed to pass that responsibility to the government and let the government take care of the widow and the orphan. That's our job. Let the government make sure none amongst us is poor. That's our job. That's our job. But if you don't have the revenue to do it with, because it went to the federal government, and if you don't pay the federal government, you go to prison. They got you by the short and curlies. So I think taxation needs to be reduced immediately. I believe the dollar should be backed by something substantial like silver and gold, not just pure fiat. And I think every time your representatives do anything that is counter to the word and the Constitution, you should call them on it immediately and let them know this is unacceptable. You were elected to represent me, and you can be replaced, homie, and you will be. Andy Frazella talks a lot about how the big they have purposefully applauded the silent majority, made some type of moral superiority out of being the silent majority, and that was done intentionally to keep the silent majority silent. I agree with that, and I think the day has come for us to not be silent any longer. Now, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down 100%. When there's 1,000 nails, 100,000 nails, 200,000 nails sticking up, they're a lot harder to hammer down, aren't they? So that's what I wanted to leave you all with today. On a long enough timeline, governments kill believers, and don't think for a second that they won't. And there are those in government and those that support those in government who hate your guts because you love Messiah. These are not good people. These are not good people that work for the enemy. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against nations and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Remember that. Therefore, put on the full armor of Elohim so that you may stand. So that you may stand. That's the show for today, because that's what the Father told me to tell you today. And so that's what I got. Let me show for a minute. Let's see. On Patreon, links in the description. Me and my brother Buckets and Bibles did a really cool video on living on somebody else's land. What does that look like? Now, I live in an intentional community. That does not mean we all live on one big piece of land and we sit around the fire and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, as somebody strums the guitar. If you're into that, go for it. We don't do it that way. We all own more or less our own land. Some of us that own land have multiple families on one piece of land, sharing the burden and the stewardship of that land. And I've been doing this for going on 7 years now. And so I don't know everything there is to know about it, but I got 7 years of experience thus far. You probably don't live in an intentional community, but you may at some point, when you and other families bug out to that piece of land in the woods, congratulations, you're now intentionally on a piece of land in community. So Don Don says, I got my sermon today from God by way of bear. Praise Yah. I'm just a pipe. He's the living water. Yah Bear says, turn the other cheek isn't a license for quitting. Turn the other cheek. Here's some homework for you today. Comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jehoshaphat and Ahab, Jehoshaphat being the king of Israel, or I'm sorry, being the king of Judah, the house of Judah, and Ahab being the king of Israel, the house of Israel, are trying to decide if they should go to war. And Jehoshaphat says, do you have any men of Elohim here, any prophets who can divine for us if we should go to war? And Ahab says, I've got one, but I hate him because I don't like what he has to say. New Living Bear Translation. Jehoshaphat says, call him. So they call the prophet Micaiahu. And Micaiahu comes to the court where the two kings are. And they say, Micaiahu, should we go to war? And he says, yeah, sure, go to war. Whatever, bro. Sounds good. And Ahab says, wait a minute. You never tell me what I want to hear. What do you really think? And Micaiahu says, absolutely not. You shouldn't go to war. If you go to war, Yahuwah is not with you, and you will be slaughtered, and you will spend the lives of all these men, for nothing but your own pride. And one of the false prophets of the court of Ahab comes up to Micaiahu and smacks him across the face. And Micaiahu turns the other cheek and looks at him and says, I will only speak what Yahuwah my Elohim tells me to speak. And that is what Messiah is referring to when he says, turn the other cheek. The prophet Micaiahu in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Turn the other cheek does not mean be a pussy in the face of adversity. It means in the face of adversity, standing before two kings who could have you killed that fast. If you don't say what they want you to say, you speak only the word of Elohim, regardless of what the outcome might be. That's where that comes from. Now, as I was saying, Patreon, link in the description. If you're going to bug out to a piece of land with you and your homies, congratulations, you're now in an intentional community. And so if you want to know a thing or two about what that looks like and some of the trials and tribulations that we have gone through trying to do this in a righteous way, that video is up on Patreon. Link is in the description. Patreon's 10 bucks a month. It's the best 10 bucks you can spend on the internet. I guarantee it. You're going to love it. Invest in your learning. Invest in your learning. You reap what you sow. If you're serious about preparedness, it's 10 bucks a month. It's the best 10 bucks you can spend on the internet. Refuge Medical. New kit drop, brand new. This is the OPFAC, Operational First Aid Kit. Why is it called that? Well, we literally had Navy SEALs jump out of planes with this and then go ruck with this and multiple FTXs with this to make sure that it works. So, you may not be an operator. I'm certainly not. But if you were, it would work for you. And if it works for them, it'll work for everybody else. Now, on the back here, as you can see, PALS webbing compatible. You can run this on a belt or a plate carrier, or a chest rig, or a whatever. Okay? You can run straps through here and put this behind your headrest, similar to the ARC. And we have a travel version coming specifically for your vehicle. But this one right here, as you can see, we've got a couple of chem lights here. Chem lights are important. You can get IR chem lights if you're working under NODs, if you need to mark a room or whatever. Chem lights have a bunch of different uses. Sharpie on the outside, tourniquet in a sleeve. There's an additional sleeve down here. You can run two TQs on this if you want, and tourniquet comes right out. Okay. So let me go ahead and put that back in there for a moment. Then on the back here, you'll notice there's some shock cord. Go ahead and get that out and show you why that's there. There's two little barrel nuts on the bottom here that adjust the tension on the sides of this, because on the side of this, oh, look, a red handle. Where have we seen that before? Boom. This stays stuck to your kit. This pouch comes out. When I pop this open, it's almost like a Bearfac inner, just different. Imagine that. Decompression needle, real shears. These are the same shears that North American Rescue uses, just branded with the Refuge logo instead of the NAR logo. Two pairs of gloves, combat gauze, hemostatic wound packing gauze, compressed gauze, flat emergency trauma bandage. And then down here in this pocket in the bottom, I've got my airway and respiratory. Got two packs. So four chest seals, two packs, four chest seals, nasal pharyngeal airway, and flat duct tape. Because as Pastor Joe Fox says, duct tape rules the universe. And all of this, I'll give you a size comparison in a moment. Let me put this all back together, fold it back up. Super compact. Here's my hand. Okay. Super compact, lightweight, easily deployable, easily stowable. Again, slide that back inside there. Fold my handles back in. Now, this is the SOB. This has been one of our flagship small kits, wearable IFAC individual first aid kit. Okay. See how wide it is? So the OPFAC, they're like the same thickness. It's hard to get a camera angle on this, but same thickness. Here's the SOB in front of the OPFAC. The OPFAC is like 1 inch wider, same height, same thickness. It's just 1 inch wider. And the SOB is a very small, compact kit. And if you have an SOB, very well served by it. SOB is great. I have one. I could have any Refuge medical kit we make, and I have an SOB on my plate carrier. Okay. The OPFAC, there's side by side, same height, same width. It's just 1 inch wider, and it has a massive amount of capability in it. And it's live on the website right now. And there's a link in the description. And if you want one, you should get one, because they're going to disappear. Okay, cool. What's up, 12C? Shalom and training all week and next week. Love you all, Bear Nation. We love you back, bro. So that's Refuge Medical. And of course, orders over $199 right now entered in to win a $10,000 night vision setup giveaway. Gen 3 white phosphor dual tube LLUL21s from Nightfall Optics, hardhead veterans bump helmet and a mount, and an OPFAC. How many trauma kits are too many? Todd Nog, I don't know, but I'm surrounded by them. They're everywhere. I like that kit already. Thanks, Saffron Bay. I appreciate it. Let's see. Grindstone Ministries. If you need a Bible, or you can buy one at our cost at grindstoneministries.com, or you can contact us through Grindstone Ministries, and I'll send you one for free. Just tell me where to send it. Grindstone is our disaster relief and construction ministry, and when we're not doing tornado and hurricane cleanup, we're building stuff. And Grindstone is building Caleb House, which is our juvenile human trafficking survivor restoration facility, aka the place where we put kiddos back together again after they've been surly raped by assholes. So I very much so appreciate your support at both Grindstone and Caleb House. Caleb with a K, calebhouse.org. We are one of five NGOs in North America that restores juvenile human trafficking survivors. Five total. Of those five total, those five account for 420 beds nationally for juvenile human trafficking survivors. Caleb House aims, when we complete Caleb House 1, we will have another 60 beds online. And I already know where I'm building Caleb House 2. When that's done, I'll figure out where I'm building Caleb House 3. And we're going to keep doing this until we don't have to do it anymore. And the other four facilities are... they're doing everything that they can. They're not widely known. They don't want to be widely known, which I completely understand. They're also not privately funded, and that creates issues for them. Caleb House is privately funded by y'all. And the reason that's important is, if I don't take a dime of funding from the federal government, I don't have to conform to their woke ideological bullshit. And therefore, I will not take a dime from the federal government. So, feel free music. Are you ever going to come to Florida with your training, Bear? I've been to Florida several times with my training. Right now, if you want to come to class, you got to come to Spiro, Oklahoma. That's just the way it's going to work. We put a training team, and in some cases, two training teams, on the road for 2.5 years. And they trained almost 4,000 people during that time. And I should have that as a ministry, as a nonprofit, rather than a business, because while those training teams did an excellent job over the course of 2.5 years, out of my pocket, it cost me over $100,000, $100,000 net loss of, now that's out of my pocket. It's not in revenue, and this isn't a business lesson, but over $100,000 net loss to operate the training division on the road. The other thing that happens when you operate a training division on the road is those people get pretty jaded because they're on the road all the time. And I don't blame them for that at all. So there is a soft tea staging video somewhere.
Yeah, the wind keeps blowing
it
open.
Here's a soft tee.
Yeah.
I just got a piece of shock cord around it. You can use a rubber band, whatever. And you just pull that off. You can use your hands, your teeth, your whatever. Soft tee. Simple as that. Okay. And then soft tee, when you put it on, high and tight, you have to ratchet it down like so. Keep the windlass in your workspace. And there's a natural spot in between your bicep and your shoulder right here, and your tricep and your delt, your shoulder up here. That's where it should go. Then you turn this thing one turn past. Bad words, stick the windlass in there. And if you can get the triangle over the windlass, you're doing great. There we go. Retained. That's the soft tee. Delivery, guys.
Drywall.
Don't shoot the drywall, guys.
Not drywall, guys. Just delivery, drywall.
Don't shoot the drywall delivery, guys.
Yeah.
Well, the ball's in their court. As long as they act appropriately, they won't get shot. So, noted. So anyway, yeah, I ran a training division on the road for 2.5 years, and it cost me $100,000 to do so. So for right now, if you want to get trained, you got to come to Spiro, Oklahoma. Why? Because I control the costs in Spiro, Oklahoma. That's why. I also control the venue. I've been thrown out of more freaking hotels training people than I can count. And that's impressive because I am a Holiday Inn super ultra duper triple platinum diamond carbon fiber whatever member, and we're still getting thrown the hell out of hotels. Because if you shoot enough guns in a hotel and spill enough fake blood on the floor and rip the doors off the hinges, they frown on that. So, soft tee. After you apply the soft tee, what's up, Arthur Wabina? I'm going to take this off if you can. There we go. Get it back out. Lift right here. That'll loosen it. Give it just a little stretch. And then what I do is I police the tail a little bit. Line the windlass up so that it's straight. I fold up at the buckle so that the plastic is behind the back. I fold down. I fold down. And I'm left with this tight little package like that. Then you throw a rubber band or a piece of shock cord around it, and it's good to go. And it is the same footprint as the Snake Staff Systems ETQ wide, 1.5 inch wide, and the same cost with the added benefit of having been used, 11,000 times during GWAT that we know of. And so we have really good data on this one, and that's why I carry it. Okay. CalebHouse.org. If you'd like to join us in our mission to make sure that bad shit happens to bad people and to rescue and restore juvenile human trafficking survivors, you can find us at Caleb House, Caleb with a K, CalebHouse.org. If the spirit convicts you, come see us. If it does not, that's okay. Let us pray. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up today. Father, thank you for using us for your will. Father, be with us today as we go about our business of trying to put a smile on your face and being a good witness to the world of just how awesome you are. Father, please give us strength and power and authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Pour out your spirit for wisdom and discernment. Give us your words. Put us where you need us to be, and use us as you see fit. And Father, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Let no weapon formed against us prosper, and put a hedge of protection around us. Father, be there anything within the sound of my voice that's not of you, we come together in agreement and rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and command it to destroy itself. Father, weaponize us for righteousness. Father, help us stand in the face of adversity. Make our belief so powerful that none would even test us. Please continue to tarry with us and to teach us. Thank you for the covering of the blood of your Son that we might have a way to come back home again. Father, please protect these people, provide for these people, and bless these people today. In Yeshua's name, amen. I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Shalom.
Yeah, thank you for testing.